Matthew 18 and verse 19. And again I say unto you that if, there's always an if, isn't there? If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless today the reading of your word. And Lord, help us to get a concept here today that is so important for us to have. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless this message to every heart and every life here. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May you be seated. I would ask you the question this morning, how much agreement is there in Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Now, here's what the Bible says. You just read it. You just heard it. If any two of you agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, here's where the problem comes in, is getting two people to agree. That's where your problem comes in. And I wonder if we have two people in this room today that agree. I hope so. I pray so. But chances are there are very few people in here that if you nailed it down, you'd find out that you do not agree with one another wholeheartedly on everything. All right? If we could agree, we could change the world. But the problem is getting agreement, getting two people to agree. The Bible says, if any two shall agree upon anything, it will be done unto them. For instance, if two ladies agree to go to Walmart, you know where they're going? They're going to Walmart. If two men say they're going hunting or fishing, you know where they're going? Hunting or fishing. Two young people are going to go to a basketball game or some kind of ball game. Where are they going? They're going to go if they agree on it. Why wouldn't it be a wonderful thing for us to get some agreement in our churches like never before? I don't know if you ever thought about this or not, but it's very, very simple this morning. Very, very simple. It's amazing the power of two people. For instance, you have horsepower, right? Horsepower is the power of one horse. Amen? All right? Now then, if you add another horse to that horsepower, you do not double their strength. There's a thing called synergy. And when you add that second horse to the horsepower, it's not doubled, it is multiplied. It's amazing what two horses can do. And you know, if you had a car out there with two horsepower, you'd be crying the blues, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd think, my goodness, that car's only got two horsepower. But it's amazing what happens when two horses come together. If they don't double their power, they multiply it. They're doubling it and multiplying it and just going right on and on and on and on. It's amazing. Turn with me, if you will, to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 30. It says, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rockets sold them and the Lord had shut them up? With the power of God, one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing what can happen when two people come together in total agreement. Now, the problem is getting that total agreement. Now, put your fingers up like this with me, if you would. Everybody put your fingers up like even, all right? Now then, bring this one finger down about right here. Bring it down about here. Normally, when people get saved and come into church, they don't come in up here. They come in here. They're going to look around and see if they want to stay here. And when people come into this church, they're either going to go up here or they're going to go out the door. All right? And so the idea is to get some agreement. Now, you're not going to reach that all in one stage. It's going to be a growth. It's something that's going to have to grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so when it's amazing what two people can do when they come together, because one man can put 1,000 to flight, two men, 10,000. And so wouldn't it be something if we had some real agreement in Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Now, you know the reason why I know you don't have that agreement? Because we don't have it at Bakey Road. Okay? Matter of fact, I've never seen a church that yet did have it. Have you? Have you ever seen a church that had it? Well, if you go back to the early church of Jerusalem, you'll find that they had it. They had it back then. And what they had back then, we can have today. I got to wondering about the population of Greene County. And nobody seems to know. Does anybody here know what the population of Greene County is? No, no Googles allowed. That's something you might ought to find out. You know, I bet somebody now is going, I'm not a betting man, but I bet if somebody's going to find out. But let's just say the county has 32,000. Now, is that right? My goodness, huh? Did you just Google that? You don't Google either, huh? I don't Google either, and I'm not so sure about all these people that do Google. I don't know what to think about Googling people. They sound a little googly to me. God said to Gideon. Gideon was scared to death, hiding, thrashing wheat. Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Who? He didn't even agree with himself. God said, I'm going to use you to save the Israelite people. And if you remember, Gideon put out a fleece and all of that. But he got the people together. You know how many showed up? Help me here. How many showed up? 32,000. So Greene County showed up for Gideon. 32,000 showed up. And God said to Gideon, that's too many people. That's too many. You got to get rid of some of them. Send those that are afraid home. When the dust settled, was it 20,000 of them left? And then Gideon cooked them down by the water and had them to drink. And only 300 were left. Now listen to me, folks. Listen to me. 300. Now, that, what do you call that, a flute? Who played the flute? Who was it that played the flute this morning? Right over there. Beautiful. Beautiful. One flute in Greene County probably doesn't stir up that much excitement. Beautiful. How many people are having Blessed Hope Baptist Church? 300? Wouldn't you say? What if you had somebody blowing a trumpet in Jasonville, Indiana? You think that'd cause a lot of attention? But what if you had 300 trumpets blowing in Greene County? What if you had 300 trumpets blowing? What would happen here? But you know, in order to do that, you've got to get some agreement together. You've got to say, this is what we want to do. I love my church. I love my preacher. I love what's going on here. And I'm going to love my church enough to support it with my tithes, with my attendance, with my prayers, with my, what else? Time. Huh? I love my church. And so I'm not going to stay down here. This is not where I'm going to be. I'm going to be right up here, right beside all the rest of them. And I've got my trumpet, and I'm ready to go. Can you imagine what 300 trumpets in Greene County would do? We already see the effects of it. Praise the Lord for it. And it's one of the greatest churches in the country. For a country church, you just can't beat this place. But what would happen if we had agreement? Total agreement. If any two will agree upon one thing, how much agreement do we have in Blessed Hope Baptist Church? It would make a difference if we had all of that going here. Wouldn't that be something? The problem is getting people to agree. Well, I don't agree with you. Well, I don't agree with that. And we're in a country of disagreement. Now, America is just like Blessed Hope Baptist Church. America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. There's never been a nation like America. You know why? Because of our forefathers. Because the way they set it up with the three legislative governments, the president, the Congress, and the Supreme Court. Isn't that amazing? And the Electoral College is one of the most brilliant things that our forefathers ever came up with. Because if it was an out-and-out democracy, California, Chicago, New York City, and Dallas, Texas would be telling you who's going to be our president. So thank God for our founding fathers and what they set up in America. But our country is in a lot of disagreement. Wouldn't it be something to see our country come back together and to see people centering around the Bible? I've made this statement a few times. You know, in Evansville, we've got the main library, and I don't know how many branches we've got. Every school has got a library. What would happen if all the books in all the libraries in our part of the country and your part of the country and all over the country, what if all those books, the good ones and the bad ones and all of them, what if they all disappeared and the only thing in the library was a King James Bible? You say, well, would that be better? You better believe it would be. Because what it would do, it'd pull everybody together and put everybody on the same page. But the problem is getting people to agree. Agreeing together gets the job done. In Amos chapter 3, the Bible says, can two men walk together except they be agreed? You've got to have some agreement. Now, I'm sure that we have got some agreement in Blessed Hope Baptist Church, or you wouldn't be here. You've got tremendous leadership here, and you've got agreement here. But what if that agreement continued to grow? And what if the 300 people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church all come together in agreement? By the way, your agreement is not with one another. See, that's where a problem comes in. Well, I don't agree with that. Do you agree with God? See, the question is, are we going to be in agreement with God? And if we could come together in agreement with God, look what we'd have. You know, Jacob had a great family, the 12 tribes of Israel, didn't he? Some great things came out of Jacob. The 12 tribes of Israel and the whole nation of Israel came out of Jacob. But you know what? Joseph had no agreement in his family. Remember? Joseph was hated by his brothers. sold into slavery, sold into Potiphar's house, put in prison. Joseph had no agreement whatsoever until Pharaoh came along. Now, what's amazing to me is that Pharaoh agreed with Joseph. When two come together in agreement, amazing things can be done. And Joseph saved his whole nation along with Egypt and everybody else. You say, well, all those people out there in the world are not worth saving. They're all sinners in need of salvation. And my sin on somebody else looks 10 times worse on them than it does on me. Have you ever noticed that? Huh? Yeah, that looks 10 times worse on somebody else than it does on me. On me, it looks, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. And if we're not careful, that's the way we are with everybody else, and we're all in this business of judging everybody else when we ought to be in agreement with God. And so when we come together in agreement, amazing things can be done. When Joseph gave Pharaoh the interpretation of his dream, and Pharaoh said, you're not going to find anybody better than this. You're in charge, buddy. Go out and do it. And Joseph went out and did it, and amazing things happened there in the nation of Egypt because of Joseph taking on the challenge, you know. When I think of Pharaoh and Egypt, when I think of all of that, and to think about America, America's a whole lot better than that. We've got a lot of good people in America. We really do. I believe that with all my heart. And wouldn't it be great if God would just work on everybody's heart and everybody would just surrender and get back to serving the Lord? Now, the agreement, as I said before, is not between you and your wife. Are you and your brother? Are you and your neighbor? That's not where the agreement comes in. The agreement comes in that if I agree with God, amazing things happen when I agree with God and when you agree with God and you agree with God and you agree with God. And when we all agree with God, amazing things begin to happen. Because you see, God brings us into the truth. Jesus said you'd know the truth and the truth would set you free. That's amazing, isn't it? Now we have all these religions and none of them agree with each other. It's amazing to me because you see the truth always reveals itself. And we have one teacher. And this one teacher that we have, the Holy Spirit, teaches everybody the same. Why are we in such a mess? Because some people are taking a different direction. That's what they're doing. Because you see, I've used this illustration a few times. I may have used it here before, but we're all in agreement with 2 plus 2, right? 2 plus 2 is 4 plus 4 is 8 plus 8 is 16, 16, 32 and 32, 64 and 64, 128 and 128, 256 and 256. 512 and 512 is what? Wait now, we're going to have to start getting the calculator out here in just a minute. But the point is that it all has to add up. And it all does add up. If you take a $100 bill into a bank and you request change, they know exactly how much money is in that $100 bill. Now, you may buy different things with that $100 bill, but they know if you take it into a store and you buy something for $69.75, they know exactly how much change you get. And you know exactly how much change you get. You're all in agreement with that. Wouldn't it be something if we could just come together and agree with God? Matthew 28, we read verse 19. Let's go back there and read the next verse. Right after that, Matthew, I said 28, I meant 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So where two or three are gathered together in Blessed Hope Baptist Church in His name, amazing things begin to happen. Isn't that something? It is something. It's great. It's tremendous. And you heard it here. So, the agreement is with God, and where two or three are gathered together in His name, great and mighty things begin to happen. One of the best places to be is in the yoke with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Is that the way it says it? Something like that. All right? And so, can you imagine? We was talking about this horsepower a while ago. One horse, one horsepower, two horses, two horsepower. No, two horses multiplied. Can you imagine that horse right next to you? Here you got your bridle and you got your collar and you got your gear on and you're hooked up to that wagon or whatever it is. And can you imagine that horse right over next to you being Jesus Christ? Huh? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the horsepower that kicks in there? You're talking about synergy. Synergy just went out the side door somewhere, because my goodness, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going along with Jesus. He's doing everything. Isn't that amazing? And so if we could possibly get agreement in Jasonville, Indiana, at Blessed Hope Baptist Church in Greene County, Indiana, from what I understand, one of the biggest counties in the state land-wise, 32,000 people, 300 people in Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You know what I'd suggest you do is get you a trumpet. Not literally, not physically, but start standing up for your church. Dedicate yourself. And if where are you? Why don't you just admit right now where you are? Where are you? And why don't you think about, where am I going? Am I going to pull against the pricks all the time, as God said to the Apostle Paul? I mean, where am I going? Am I headed in the right direction? Am I going to end up in agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ? If any two shall agree upon one thing, it shall be done. Are you in agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you in the yoke with the Lord Jesus Christ? Where are you going with your life? And what are you doing with your life? That's a question that every one of us ought to answer today. You and me and everybody else. Because it's amazing what can be done if we can just have agreement. Well, I don't agree with everything you said. I don't either. I've said a lot of things I don't agree with. But I'll tell you one thing. I agree with everything that Jesus has said. I agree with Him. God help us today. And if you're here today, you might need to ask yourself, and you might even want to take your fingers and you say, where do I fit? Where am I? Am I headed in the right direction? By the way, some of you say, well, you know, I've got some problems in my life and I just don't fit in. The Bible talks about us being overcomers, right? You know what it means to be an overcomer? It means you've overcome some things. And that doesn't mean you've overcome everything. You still have things to overcome. But if you're an overcomer, it means you've overcome some things. And so, praise the Lord if you're headed in the right direction. Get up there and start serving the Lord and blowing your trumpet in Greene County. And, you know, you'd scare these people to death around here. We wouldn't want to do that, would we? Yes, we would too. Let's stand, and we're going to have a song of invitation this morning. And I don't know, but I've got a sneaking idea, if you listen to what I said this morning, what God spoke to your heart, that the altar would be filled this morning. And so before the music even starts, just come right on. If God spoke to your heart this morning, just come right on. Do you agree with that or not?
I was born in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Nelson Creek was the place of my childhood days. We didn't have much, but we had each other. And that really is the only thing that pays. I remember the rock spring and old Adria Hill, sorghum molasses cooking at the mill. But most of all, I remember being taught about Jesus and how he died upon the cross to save us. On Sunday morn, we'd all get ready for Sunday school to hear Charles Rose as he'd teach the golden rule. Then Daddy would say, S, turn to page number 43. And we'd all sing, bringing in the sheaves. Brother Gary would preach with power from on high. And tears would fill a many a sinner's eye. Save the Savior and change their ways. That was Nelson Creek back in my childhood days. That was Nelson Creek back in my childhood days.